Hi, I'm Siobhan, your Sales How-To Gal, bringing you another in-depth or analytical episode of the Sales for Lawyers podcast. This time, the topic is matching your sales strategy to your firm's size. How you organize your outreach efforts will depend on your size and resources, but also on your client profile. We're going to get into each one of those individually, but let me start with client profile, who you're marketing to. In my book, 52 Sales Tips and How to Use Them, I give a branding example involving lipstick brands and demonstrate the differences in marketing to budget consumers, pragmatic consumers, and luxury consumers. In the lipstick example, there's Maybelline that's mass marketed and sold in places like CVS and Walmart. And then there's the pragmatic lipstick like MAC or Sure Mirror, which are marketed in Sephora or Bloomingdale's. And then there are the luxury players like Tom Ford and Chanel that are marketed in glossy fashion magazines and sold in better department stores like Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, Bergdorf's, demonstrating that the more exclusive your clientele, the more resources you're going to need to bring to bear in your sales strategy. Now let's talk about those resources. We're talking about money, yes, but we're also talking about your staffing. Who's going to carry out your sales strategy? Which platforms are you going to market it on? How are you going to distribute it? Most of my episodes work for any service industry, and maybe this one will too, but the examples I'm going to give today will focus specifically on the legal industry. So matching your sales strategy to your firm size. I'm going to separate law firms into three categories. You have your small community firm, your specialty boutique firm, and your large full service firm. Let me start with the simplest outfit, the small community firm. This is a business with four or five attorneys and annual revenues of roughly $1 million. So it has a client acquisition budget of $50,000 to $100,000. And its objective is to meet the legal needs of the community. What makes up a community? A school, church, small businesses, hospital, local government, residents, and how all these players interact with each other. So the sales strategy here is to demonstrate your connection to the community. You're a member of the church, the PTA, the Chamber of Commerce. You're involved in fundraising and promoting local politicians. You contribute to social media groups, Facebook groups, for example, that relate to your community. You attend charity galas, etc. These are the ways in which you market yourself. So getting sales opportunities or selling opportunities isn't that difficult for you because of your visibility. The next thing is how you go about converting those opportunities into cash flow. The typical deal size for you is probably less than $50,000 a year per new matter. And there are probably two or three other players competing for that business, which means that your visibility and your connection isn't going to be enough by itself to secure the deal. You're going to need to know how to demonstrate value add and how to uncover the emotional triggers that are causing your prospect to seek help. Now, the person who handles this sales conversation is going to be you, because your $50,000 sales budget isn't enough to hire a sales director. That means that a significant part of your budget should be devoted towards sales training and coaching. Now let's move on to the specialty boutique legal firm. A boutique firm can have a regional or even national presence due to its expertise and focus on a particular area of law. The firm size here could be 10 to 50 lawyers, and you could be dealing with annual revenues in the $50, $60 million range. And so you're talking about a sales and marketing budget of $500,000, $600,000, $750,000. That kind of budget gives you some options as to who will carry out your sales strategy. But before we make that determination, let's first talk about the market that you serve. Let's pick a specialty for your boutique. Let's say your boutique specializes in affordable housing transactions. So your prospective clients are affordable housing developers. That's governmental, nonprofit, and for-profit developers of affordable housing. Who do you think should be talking to this clientele? While you may have professional sales staff responsible for your marketing and administrative tasks, you want your practicing attorneys handling your sales conversations. In this case, your marketing is going to be different. You're not the community firm handing out your business card at the PTA meeting. Rather, you're participating in national and state and local conferences on affordable housing. You're networking with national affordable housing brokers. You're tuned in to local government housing authorities and to the U.S. and state housing and HUD agencies. You are producing white papers and case studies in your specialty. You maybe even teach at the local university a real estate course there. And when it comes to selling, even if you have a sales director, you may still need to do the selling yourself until that sales director gets enough industry knowledge to have in-depth discussions with the fellow experts that you're engaging with for business. Now let's turn to the large full service firm with revenue in the hundreds of millions of dollars and a sales and marketing budget in the range of $5 to $10 million a year. Your market is worldwide, and your objective is to do the most sophisticated work to set policy and precedent. So why then are you still marketing like a community law firm with your local charities and school boards? I think that's a mismatch, and that you should migrate to a big business sales strategy. So you should have a full sales team responsible for marketing and sales administration, support, design. But because you have so many areas of expertise, that sales staff really should not be responsible for conversion. That should be the responsibility of senior attorneys within the firm, all of them in every specialty. Also, your younger attorneys who work on the files should be adept at opportunity spotting to communicate with you when there's an opportunity for new business with an existing client. So when there's an opportunity for client development. Your sales strategy should include efforts to supplant your competition and to fend off poachers who would like to supplant you. You should have a manner of service delivery that distinguishes you from your competition. So if you're a big dog, bark like a big dog. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Until next time.